This is Brett Stuber. Please leave a message.
At the tone, please record your message.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony Collin from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. And we're talking to people in California today, and we'd like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. Okay, I can speak with David Diaz, please.
What is this poll or survey about?
This survey is about the elections for president and officer.
How long is this survey going to be?
It takes about 10 minutes, sir.
Let's make it in 5. Just ask me quick, and I'm going to be quick, too.
All right. Let's do it. Thank you. All right, sir, before we begin, can you please confirm that you're not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
I wouldn't have answered you if I couldn't. So let's go.
All right, sir, in which county in California do you currently live in?
Kern.
Okay. All right, sir, and can you please tell me your zip code?
93250.
250, okay. All right, sir, just a few questions to make sure we have a representative sample of California voters, okay? Can you tell me in what year were you born?
1969.
69. Okay. All right, sir. Just to ensure that we have a representative sample, are you from Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish, speaking background?
Hispanic.
Okay. All right, sir. you say Hispanic or Latino, right?
Not Latino. I'm Hispanic.
Hispanic. Okay.
Yep.
All right, sir. And what is the last grade that you completed in school?
I have a master's degree, sir.
Postgraduate degree. Okay. All right, moving on. If the election for United States Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Always Republican.
Republican.
Always. Always.
All right.
Forget Adam Schiff. Repeat the crap.
Okay. Now I would like to read you a list of different people active in politics here in California and nationally. Okay. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that each person. If I mention someone you haven't heard, just let me know and I'll move to the next one. David Baladeo, favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Rudy Salas.
Unfavorable.
Donald Trump.
Very favorable.
Joe Biden.
Absolutely pathetic. Unfavorable. Needs to retire. He's actually dead.
Okay, Kamala Harris.
Pathetic. She should be in jail.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right. Now I'm going to read you a list of issues that, and ask whether you consider any one or two issues so important that you would, vote for or against the candidate solely based on that issue, regardless of the candidate's, stand on most of their other issues. The first one is protecting democracy, abortion, Social Security, Medicare, healthcare, inflation or cost of living, the cost of mortgage or rent, border security.
We already live in a republic. No, that's not important to me.
Okay, so none of this, right?
None of that. That's the Democratic agenda. I don't care about that.
All right, thank you. All right, sir, and now thinking ahead to the election in November, on a scale from 1 to 10, with 1 mean not at all interested and 10 meaning very interested, please tell me how interested are you in November's election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices, from 0 to 10.
Very interested. A 10.
Okay. All right, sir, now if the election for president were held today, and for whom would you vote between Donald Trump, Republican, Joe Biden, the Democrat, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent, and
Donald J. Trump, MAGA, all the way. MAGA, America great again. Donald J. Trump.
All right, and if Joe Biden, does not continue to run for president, for whom would you vote between Donald Trump, Republican, and Kamala Harris,
Donald J.
Democrat?
Trump, MAGA, Donald J. Trump. It doesn't matter who you bring on. Bring them all on.
All right, sir, if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, for whom would you vote between
Steve
Garvey,
Steve Garvey.
And Republican,
no,
and Adam Schiff, Democrat? Steve Garvey,
sir. I said 5 minutes. I already know all the answers. Steve Garvey.
Okay. If the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote between David Valadao and Republican
Valadao.
Will Salas?
Valadao.
Would that be definitely Valadao or probably?
Definitely Valadao. Valadao all the way. David Valadao.
All right, sir. Now I'm going to read you some information you might, hear about David Valadao. After I read this statement, please tell me if it makes you more likely to vote for David Valadao or less likely to vote for David Valadao.
I'm going to vote for David Valadao every single day of the week. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
I'm going to vote for David Valadao.
The first one says thousands of Californians, struggle with water shortages and droughts
every
year.
I'm a farmer. Listen, I'm a farmer. I already know the water situation. I am voting for David Valadao.
Okay, that is why, David Valadao, worked with both Republicans and Democrats in California to support a bill that provides funding for new and existing water storages, projects and facilities across the Central Valley and the state. Would that make you much more likely, someone more likely, less likely, or makes no difference to you?
I am voting for David Valadao, period.
Okay. Well, that would be much more or just someone more likely to vote for him?
Much more.
Okay. David Valadao has always made, protecting military families and veterans one of his top priorities. Valadao has supported bipartisan legislation that includes pay raises for military members, improving access to services for veterans, improvements to military family child care and schools, and supports for military members buying a home. Would that make you much more, somewhat more, or less likely, or no difference?
No different. I am voting for David Valadao no matter what.
Okay. Well, let me just read this, and then we should be done with this survey. Okay, sir? David Valadao is recognized as one of the most bipartisan members of Congress, working with both Republicans and Democrats to get more done for California. Whether it is bringing people together to tackle environment issues, securing resources to recover from wildfires, access to education funding for our area, or working to reduce the tax burden on middle-class Americans, Valadao is willing to collaborate and work with both parties to find solutions. Would that make you much more, someone more, or less likely to vote for him, or makes no difference?
It makes no difference. I already know him.
All right, sir, as a dairy farmer himself, David Valadao, understands how important farming and agriculture are to California's Central Valley. That is why David Valadao supported an agriculture bill that provides funding for improved agriculture research, expanded broadband internet access to rural communities, and programs that help increase the supply of affordable housing for low-income families and seniors in rural areas. Would that make you much more, someone more, less likely, or more, or no difference on your decisions?
It makes no difference.
Okay. All right. American family budgets are being, crushed by staggering inflation. It will cost the average family, over $11,000 a year just to pay for basic, groceries, gas, and housing. David Valadao is fighting to reduce the wasteful spending in Washington that helped create this inflation crisis. Instead, Valadao is working to hold government accountable and make sure hardworking families can keep more of what they earn. Would that make you much more likely, someone more likely, less likely, or no difference?
No difference.
Okay. All right, sir. David Valadao is a champion of, American dream, home ownership. A housing prices have skyrocketed, and interest rates have soared. Valadao went to work to help first-time homebuyers and military veterans to make their dream of home ownership a reality by making it easier for them to access resources and reducing the red tape to buy a home. Would that make you much more likely, someone more likely, less likely, or no difference?
No difference.
Okay, and the last one says, David Valadao is working hard to improve our quality of life and keeping families safe in California Central Valley. In March, Valadao secured a $55 million, in federal funding to fix roads, highways, replace old pipelines and improve water quality, and provide local law enforcement agencies with upgraded 911 dispatch equipment. Would that make you much more, someone more, less likely, or no difference?
No difference.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. We almost finished with the survey. Now that you have heard some additional information, okay, do you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of David Valadao? Favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Okay. All right, sir. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, and for whom would you vote between David Valadao and the Republican and Rudy Salas, the Democrat?
Valadao, Republican, all the way.
Okay, would that be a definite, right? Okay, and which one of the following issues, if any, would make you the most likely to vote for David Valadao? Would it be, you know, David Valadao's efforts to improve water storage facilities to combat drought, secure funding for agriculture research, rural broadband, and affordable housing, fix state roads, water pipelines, and upgrade police equipment, help first-time buyers and veterans efforts, afford a home, work with both Republicans and Democrats to find solutions to important issues, or reduce inflation, or none of this?
All of the above.
Okay, so which one would be the most important? Because only let me pick one, sir.
I'm a farmer, so something to do with water.
Okay, so be about the water drought. Okay, combat water drought. Okay. All right, sir. And then which would be, would you say would be your second most, likely to vote for David Valadao? Secure funding for agriculture research, rural broadband,
sure.
Affordable housing, fix
sure.
state roads, what?
Sir.
Which one?
Any one of those. It doesn't matter. So I don't care. Just
okay,
as long as
okay,
it's not
give me one, sir, because I cannot pick it for you. You have to tell me which one, okay? First-time buyers and veterans afford a home, work with both Republicans and Democrats to find solutions.
Fix the road.
Okay, fix the road. Thank you, sir. All right, thinking about something else, okay? From which one or two of the following sources, if any, do you primarily get your news and information regarding candidates for president, or do you not follow news about politics that closely?
I don't watch television. I listen to the radio.
So be cable news, digital. Okay, what about Google, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube?
Nope. I listen to the radio. Mark Levin.
Okay, just
Beck.
Radio.
John Hannity. Smart people, not stupid people on television.
Okay. All right, sir. And which of the following best describes the way you view television programming? Only use cable, only use online streaming such as Netflix, Amazon Prime, Hulu, or similar, services. Only use satellite or use both cable or satellite online streaming. Only watch broadband TV like...
I don't watch television. None.
Okay, don't watch. Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, now I just have a few questions for statistical purpose and we're done with this survey, okay? Do you own your own home, sir, or rent?
Yes, I own.
Okay. And generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be a conservative, moderate, liberal, or on most issues?
Conservative.
Very or just somewhat?
Very.
Okay. All right, sir, regardless how you feel now, for whom did you vote in 2020 presidential election, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
Okay, and how would you describe your economic circumstances? Would that be low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, or well-to-do?
Working class.
Okay, working class. All right, sir, and do you or anyone in the household work for, in farming, agriculture, or ranching?
Yes.
Okay. All right, sir, with this concludes our survey. I really thank you very much for your time and participation. Okay, you have a great evening. I hope I went fast enough, all right?
Yeah, you took 13 minutes and 51 seconds. Thank you.
All right, thank you, sir. Bye-bye.